Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, it's Gary Wong from GaryWongRealty.com, and today I'm here with my preferred mortgage broker, Jordan Thompson from Citywide Mortgage Group. And today we are going to be sitting down and answering the most common mortgage related questions that I always hear from my buyer clients. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gary. Nice to be here.
So today we're going to talk about these typical questions that my clients always ask me. One of the most common questions is that, Gary, how do I go about choosing a mortgage broker? Should I go to the bank, or should I go to a mortgage specialist, or should I go to a mortgage broker? What's the difference?
That's a really good question. A lot of people that I first meet aren't quite sure what a mortgage broker is, what they provide, and what they offer. One of the first ways you can meet somebody is to just walk into your local bank or the bank that you have a relationship with, and those people that are going to be helping you out with your mortgage would be called a mortgage specialist. Mm-hmm. So they particularly work for the bank and can only provide you with the products that that bank offers. Mm-hmm. A mortgage broker is slightly different. First of all, we are a licensed professional. We don't work for just one bank. Mm-hmm. We actually work with the majority of the banks, credit unions, other types of lenders, including private lenders, mortgage investment corporations. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot more available to us, and that's really useful for many clients, especially those who A, might not have that relationship with the bank, mm-hmm. or who want or need a different mortgage product than is offered by the bank that they go to. Mm-hmm. So I think what's really important to know as well is that a mortgage broker doesn't actually typically cost you, the client, any money. We are paid by the lender that we put your mortgage with.
Okay.
So it's not we don't actually charge any fees to our clients.
Similar to them going to a bank, they don't get charged.
That's right. Yeah. There are cases where we will have to fee the client. That's in the case of, for example, if we do private lending.
Yeah.
Any fees like that will be disclosed up front. We're never going to charge you a fee without you knowing ahead of time. We'll certainly discuss those options with you. But I think the big difference between a broker, a mortgage broker, and a mortgage specialist, the mortgage specialist works for the bank and only has those bank products available to them. A mortgage specialist, it works with the majority of banks and many other lenders, and thus they work for you, the client. They do not work for the bank's interests. Personally, I don't care about the bank's interests.
Yeah.
I care about my client's interests and their needs.
So I can probably hear from the skeptical client who's like, well, you're a mortgage broker, that's why you're saying that. Like, are there any cases where it's better to work with their particular bank than a mortgage broker? Or
if you have a very established relationship mm-hmm. with your bank, mm-hmm. And perhaps maybe you're in private wealth banking, for example, mm-hmm. as a mortgage broker, if I see that and I know that your bank can offer you the best deal for you, then I'm absolutely going to say, stay with your bank. Mm. That's my job, is to provide you and give you the best guidance that I can. So there are certainly cases where the bank, your bank, can offer you something better than I can. So I'm going to definitely let you know that. But I think in many of the cases, it's certainly worth talking to a mortgage specialist because you might not know that there's more out there for you. You don't know potential products might be able to help you out down the line, especially in today's market and the types of clients that we see. everybody doesn't fit that bank box.
You work in the best interest of your client. Oh. So even if their bank is the best for them, then you would refer them to their bank.
But, absolutely.
But vice versa, if their bank knew that their product wasn't best for them, they wouldn't be like telling their client, hey, yeah, you should go to that other bank.
That's right. On very rare occasions, I have had bankers call me and say, hey, I can't help out my client, can you?
Okay.
Because they know that they don't have the best mortgage product for their client, so they will actually refer.
Good.
But it's not common.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.